Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. It's good to see you again. And you sound different today somehow, Bob.
I do? Well, I
Nobody sounds different around here. I don't...
kind of been straining my voice, teaching the bird some new phrases over there.
Yeah, the bird is talking more and more, and I don't know whether that's desirable, to be honest with you.
Here, listen to this. It's rather cute little thing.
Kiss me, boy. Kiss me, boy. Oh,
who's talking
though? That's pretty good.
Ridiculous.
Come on, keep talking.
It's pretty good, though. When you realize that that's a bird. Think of it, folks. A bird that's saying this.
Let's put him right over in the circle there. The
All right.
Space,
would you move the great Bobberay bird into the circle there?
Wonderful.
Good. All right.
Keep talking, bird. Wonderful. You're doing a fine job.
Take care of it for the day, anyway.
Yes,
he's
sir.
All right, though. He's all right.
24 country fresh eggs all over one little bird.
Hey, have you called the answering service for any messages since you came in today?
No, I haven't.
Maybe we better look into that, huh?
Yeah, okay.
A lot of important things come in while we're out, and it's often good to call and check in.
This is Ionis Clayton of the Bordeaux answering service. Who's calling, please?
This is Bob Elliott. Do you have any messages for Bob and Ray?
One moment, please.
All right. I guess she's looking for them.
Hello?
Yeah?
Here they are. A friend of yours called and told me to tell you that he looked the picture over at lunchtime, and there are 19 mistakes in the picture, not 18.
Did he say which one was the 19th?
Let's see. Hold on. Yes. He said the message, he says that the smoke coming from the chimney was blowing the wrong way.
Okay, I got a note of that. Anything else, Inez?
Your ticket broker called.
Oh, was he able to get the tickets I wanted?
Did you call me Miss Clayton, please?
Miss Clayton, yes. We've never met, it's just that we talk so frequently, I thought.
Yes, well, your ticket broker said he couldn't get you the tickets you asked for, but he did say that he could get you a pair of tickets to Guys and Dolls.
Uh-huh.
And he said those tickets, were even more difficult to obtain than the ones you originally wanted.
Well, if he calls back, tell him I'd still be more interested in seeing the glass menagerie.
I'll jot that down. How do you spell menagerie?
Any other messages, Miss Clayton?
Well, let's see. There's a message for Mr. Goulding from Nine State Insurance. They said his claim on the automobile accident would be in the mail tonight.
Ray, were you in an automobile accident?
Me? No.
Boy, those Nine State Insurance people pay promptly, don't
they? And here's another message for you, Mr. Elliott. A gentleman called and wanted to know if you would care to participate in the opening day ceremonies at the Olympics in Rome and next year.
Well, I'd be honored. Tell him that if he calls back, will you?
He wants you to run to Rome with a torch in your hand.
I see. Uh-huh.
And another gentleman called, but he wouldn't leave his name or a message.
Did he say anything at all?
He just said that still water runs deep. Oh, here's another message for Mr. Goulding.
All right, I'll take it for him.
Tell him his book club called, and they told me to tell him that the book dividend he got last month was a mistake. He didn't buy anything, so he didn't really earn it, they said.
All right, I'll tell him that.
And do you know him, Mr. Crimmins?
Yes, he's a watchmaker. As a matter of fact, he's repairing my watch now.
Well, he called from Sheepshead Bay and told me to tell you that your watch isn't waterproof.
Well, if he calls back, thank him for finding that out for me, and thank you for the messages, Miss Clayton. The
very least I could do.
I think it was. Goodbye. Well, that takes care of that, all right, I guess, huh?
Hope so. I hope so.
We've done it again, friends.
That's right. The walls of our overstocked warehouse are taking a pounding once more.
And this time with an item so irresistible.
So low in price.
That to resist buying it would be sheer folly.
Friends, let your minds wander for a few moments.
While you're in that free-floating state.
Think. Think of an item. An item so beautifully wrought.
So magnificently polished. So engineered to the human hand.
That you'll all wonder how you were ever able to get along without this supreme product of our 20th century technology.
The fact is, friends, we threw open our warehouse doors to admit
7,958 sets of barbells.
Now, they can be used in the home exercise center in your home.
Or, if you weightlifters out there prefer the great outdoors, you can hoist them in the streets.
Muscles by mail is what we're offering.
biceps in every hole.
And again, friends, you get them at bankruptcy prices.
However...
Don't turn off the radio, friend. Not until you've heard us out. Stay lucky and leave your radio on.
However, the reason the price is so low is because of a tragic mistake made in the metallurgy department of the firm where we purchased these barbells.
In a word, the metal used in the production of these beauties was aluminum. Strong, sturdy, weather-resistant aluminum.
And because such a fine metal was used, the barbells we have up for sale weigh 3/8 of a pound apiece.
Now, we can anticipate that some of you out there are making contemptuous gestures.
But remember this. While our barbells are much lighter than other barbells...
No one will ever get tired lifting 3/8 of a pound.
Strenuous exercise, and by that we mean lifting standard barbells, can lead to hidden expenses.
New shirts for hubby, who now has a size 20 neck.
Countless visits to chiropractors can really slice up that old budget.
And some of the older model barbells can even attract lightning, which can lead to more costly medical expense.
So be smart.
Send for a set of our aluminum barbells dirt cheap.
Why, even the postage is under a dollar.
Resulting in a savings of at least $75 in postal charges over the old outmoded iron barbells.
So be civilized.
Never lift more than a pound at a time over your head if you don't have to.
Pave your path to muscles the lighter way. Laugh and lift for 2 minutes a day.
That's it, friends, except for the address.
Just address a card to Easy CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York City.
Well, we have a beautiful group, a beautiful-looking audience here with us today. You haven't heard them, but they are here, as always, behind the glass window. It's one of the last glass windows in radio, I think.
Look,
that
magic. What is that?
That's that man in the fourth row, I think.
That's
sir,
me.
You were asleep there a minute ago.
Yeah.
I
excuse me, I gotta go outside. Can you turn us off?
What is that there?
Well, it's a little parking meter watch.
What?
Made over in Switzerland.
What the? I've never seen one of
what
those.
What the deuce is what I
yeah.
said when I first saw
Can
it.
Can I look at that, please?
Sure.
It's made in Switzerland, huh?
Right.
What won't they think of next? You set it, and then you come in here and go to sleep.
Well, it's for parking meter. In some towns, you know, they really ticket your car if that little red flag comes up.
So. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's what it's for, is to let you know that the time is up and you have to pay a little more money. Are you going out now and put more money in your
yes.
in meter?
Yes. Will they let me out of the studio while the program's in action?
I think so, if you can go out quietly.
All right.
I mean,
right.
Nobody will know the difference.
Okay.
So, oh, there it goes again.
Oh, see, that's the real warning. I got less than 30 seconds.
Too bad he couldn't stay long.
Hermie's looking all over for his typewriter.
So I think it's right over there in the lost and found department.
Get it back to him today.
What's Hermie's number? I'll call him.
I think it's Plaza 1.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay. Friends, we know that weather is always important. And I don't know, as we've introduced this gentleman before on this current series of programs here at CBS, but atop Mount Washington is stationed the Bob and Ray weather forecaster by the name of Clifford Fleming. He's been there now almost 12 years, and I think he's standing by now. So through the magic of radio, let's call in Clifford Fleming atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire.
Are we on the air, Harry?
I guess, yes, they just called from New York. They're on.
Hello, Durward.
I don't think you should use that mic, though.
Oh.
Use the other mic.
Hello, Durward. Clifford Fleming here.
Oh, hi, Cliff. What's new?
Dur, it's a beautiful day, unseasonably pleasant here on top of the mountain. Possibly in the through the open window, which has been open all morning, you may hear birds.
Yes, I heard birds just a moment ago, but it seems to me I hear something else.
Roger, would you close the window, please? As is the case, Durward, weather changes rapidly up here. We can have a beautiful day, birds chirping, sun shining, and then all of a sudden, whoosh, up comes a blizzard.
Yeah, well, if you cut out all the palaver, Cliff, and let's get to the forecast, I think that's the big reason.
What's that?
Say, what was that?
There's a windstorm outside. I would say 60, 70 mile an hour winds. But you know mean winds.
No, indeed.
Well, they are pretty mean.
Touche.
Sun is peeking through, however. And I think if we could open the window, Roger, we'd have a little fresh air in here, if you can...
I wonder if the changeable weather that you're having atop Mount Washington is going to come our way, that is, towards New York and the rest of the country.
We don't really know at the moment. It looks as if we're experiencing this changing weather, and that you folks down there in Big Town and throughout the rest of the country will probably have much changeable weather, too.
Yeah. Well, how's it look for the next few days?
Pretty fair. It's quite comfortable up here. We expect a little more snow very soon.
Okay. Could you give us...
We'll be skiing down the mountain before long, I think.
How's the old lady, the War Department?
Miss Fleming is fine. She wishes she could be here, Durwood, but unfortunately she's downtown shopping.
Great. Well, it's been nice talking to you, and I hope next time we can get the weather forecast. Clear.
Certainly hope so, Durwood, and good of you to call.
So long.
This is Clifford Fleming saying goodbye.
He was going to say goodbye to you all.
From the Bob and Ray Weather Station. What were you going to ask him? I know you had a question.
I was
going
to ask him how it looked for the weekend.
Oh.
And I wanted also to get the forecast, but...
Well,
I guess we'll have to wait for another time.
I guess we will. Well, it's almost time to close up shop here for another day. And to get all of our papers together and go over the receipts for the day. What is the special feature we've lined up for tomorrow? Do you have any idea?
Bob, we've had a cancellation on that feature. Unfortunately, they won't be here. We were going to have a 90-minute spectacular or a 90-second spectacular, and it couldn't come off. Mr. Bergman has just informed us of that.
Oh, I was expecting to see the Mayan Ballet was going to be here?
They can't be here, and so we'll have to fill in the 90 seconds with something else, maybe a commercial.
Well, we'd better get busy on that right away and see if we can...
Sell it. That time. We have that extra 90 seconds. And if we can sell it, don't you worry, folks. We'll try to.
Anybody here in the audience like to buy 90 seconds of tomorrow's show?
Well, what would it cost for an old lady like me? I'd like to put my money into wine.
Well, I don't know whether that type of account, ma'am, would
fit
in.
Friends, we'll have the sound of a very unusual animal in just 10 seconds.
Here now is the sound of a very unusual animal.
And until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.